Matthew chapter 13, verses 10 to 17. The disciples approached him and said, "Why do you speak to them in parables?" He said to them in reply, "Because knowledge of the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven has been granted to you, but to them it has not been granted. To those who have, more will be given, and they will grow rich. From those who have not, even what they have will be taken away. This is why I speak to them in parables, because they look but do not see, and hear but do not listen or understand. Isaiah's prophecy is fulfilled in them, which says, 'You shall indeed hear but not understand. You shall indeed look but never see. Gross is the heart of this people. They will hardly hear with their ears. They have closed their eyes, lest they see with their eyes, and hear with their ears, and understand with their hearts, and be converted, and I heal them. But blessed are your eyes, because they see, and your ears, because they hear. Amen, I say to you, many prophets and righteous people longed to see what you see, but did not see it, and to hear what you hear, but did not hear it.'" The word of the Lord. Why do you speak to them in parables? Usually, teachers and preachers use stories to illustrate and clarify their topics, and sometimes they actually do. But Jesus uses parables to teach selectively, to shroud the mysteries he wants to teach his disciples, those who are students, those who are willing to learn and ready to submit to truth, but not make those precious mysteries too available to the cynics and skeptics in the crowds. Why is that? Jesus asks a commitment from his disciples. Let your eyes see and your ears hear. And most of all, let your heart understand. Commitments take work just as learning takes work, and the parables take work too. In order to understand with our hearts, we must ponder with our senses open and our hearts ready, much like Mary is said to have pondered. Today is the feast of her parents, Saints Joachim and Anne, who must have spent much of her childhood marveling and pondering the wonder of their daughter. Only with that kind of pondering can we absorb the grace of understanding so that the mysteries of the kingdom might take root in us. We must provide an environment for that understanding. The rest is gift, meanings revealed, connection and relationship enriched, and ultimately, incredible blessing. On a practical level, the environment we must provide consists of time and stillness, both hard commodities in our busy lives. In stillness, taking the time, we provide access to the Master who would teach us, who would give us grace-filled intuition and wordless understanding. How do we create that environment? One way, surely, is sitting with the parables, because parables force us to ponder. They can be part of that inner room where we can sit in the mystery and contemplate the words, and then slipping away from the words, eventually meet the Word. Taking the time to contemplate in stillness, working to open the parable, but resting in submission, we are blessed, because our eyes do see, our ears do hear, and our hearts do understand.